Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 4, the Bible. The authoritative source of our theology. Tuesday, culture. Every culture has its special traditions. For example, I heard this story from a missionary in Japan. He made the following mistake, which was big mistake in this culture. But he was a person from the United States and he did not know so much about this culture. In Japan, when you visit somebody in his flat, in his house, and when you are invited to enter, the door is opened, and you step in, the very, very first thing you have to do, take off your shoes. But he didn't know this. He walked in, and this was a shock for this family, because in Japan, nobody never, ever goes with shoes. With the dirt of the street into a home. Never. Oh, this is something unforgivable. They will never forget that. And they will tell everybody. And then you can go home again and learn about this and go to another culture. So every culture has some norms which are on a high level in their thinking, and it can change, even in moral values. For example, in former days, killing somebody, well, it's not such a big problem, but adultery, committing adultery, oh no! You do not think about such a bad thing. But if you would like to get a wife, who is married, of course, there is the possibility of murdering the husband and then you can marry her. It's not a big problem to murder the husband, but it's a big problem to commit adultery. And today, it's just the opposite in the Western culture. Committing adultery, what's the problem? But murdering, oh, murder, well, impossible. Do you see? It just turned the other way around. We hear this story about Abraham when he was about to starve to death because there was no rain, and they traveled down to Egypt, and then he discovered, oh, they look very, very carefully, greedily on my wife. So what will they do to get her? They will kill me, and then they can marry her, because committing adultery is impossible. Therefore, Abraham tells Sarah, now, listen. I want to stay alive, so say, I am Abraham's sister. And then she is taken away. Why had Abraham this fear? Because it happened again and again. So culture can make norms which are not in harmony with the Bible. Therefore, we need the Bible. Every culture has positive aspects and negative aspects. And the Bible wants to confirm the positive ones and to throw out the negative ones so that we get to a higher level. Culture can be positive or negative. The ideal norm is the Bible. Therefore, we want to look at the norm, the Bible.